This is 89.1 WEMU News. I'm David Fair. Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered her third State of the State address last night. Because of COVID-19, she delivered that address from her office in the state capitol instead of in front of an audience. Whitmer says ending the COVID crisis is the fastest and surest way to restart the state economy. The governor also called for bipartisanship and made a peace offer to Republicans in the legislature. Whitmer and Republicans have been at odds over her management of the COVID-19 crisis, including her use of executive actions and public health orders. GOP leaders will deliver their formal response to the governor's address later today. There were some other proposals in the vision of Michigan's near and longer-term future in Governor Whitmer's State of the State address last night as well. This is 89.1 WEMU News, and joining us live to add to the reaction and provide some legislative perspective is one of Washtenaw County's elected representatives. Donna Lasinski is a Scioto Township Democrat representing the 52nd District, and she's the new minority leader in the State House. Thank you for making time today.
Glad to be with you this morning.
Before we delve into details of the speech itself, I want to touch on where and how the governor delivered that address. Because of the pandemic and requirement for social distancing, it was delivered not in front of a combined chamber of the state legislature. She gave the speech from her office at the Capitol in front of a very small and silent gathering. Did it feel different to you?
It most definitely did. One of the great things about a state of the state is to have both the Senate and the House together in the chambers, along with the Supreme Court justices and other state officials, shoulder to shoulder, as we are unified around the governor's speech. We missed that, but with speedy vaccine distribution and us working together to get control of the virus, hopefully all of that can return next year.
Let's talk tone and tenor. The governor was upbeat and positive, and while acknowledging political hurdles that need to be addressed, she did spend a good amount of time pointing out where bipartisanship has worked. That seems to be a bit out of tune with the song that much of the Michigan population is singing these days. What was your impression?
I applaud the governor for her bipartisan tone. It's important that we are called together to work together to solve problems. Right now, there are some easy things for us to do. When I show up at the Capitol in just an hour or so from now, it would be easy for us to take an up or down vote to release over $5 billion in federal funds to help speed vaccines and get our kids and educators safely back to school and provide some relief to working families. These are important things that we need and must do together and quickly.
Quite clearly, bringing the pandemic to an end and getting the state and its economy fully reopened is the top priority. And as you touched on in pointing out the areas where there has been bipartisan passed legislation, the governor asked lawmakers to use that same energy to move Michigan in that direction more. She did so on the same day Republicans refused to confirm 13 different appointments and threatened to withhold billions in funding to K-12 schools unless there's a change in the manner in which her administration issues and enacts public health executive orders. In your dealings to this point with House Speaker Jason Wentworth, do you sense there is room for compromise?
I'm encouraged as we start a new session, as I have been every time we start a new session. I take people at their word. He has indicated in his opening speech that he wanted to work and prioritize the people of Michigan. In order for us to do that, frankly, it's dangerous to even suggest that partisan political points will try to be scored around appointments and nominees and hold hostage desperately needed funding to make sure our kids get back to school quickly and safely. That's important to our economy. It's important to get things rolling and to start to close that learning gap for our students that has developed throughout the pandemic.
This is 89.1 WEMU News. We're talking with 52nd District Democratic State Representative Donna Lasinski, who, as House Minority Leader, will be charged with helping move forward Governor Gretchen Whitmer's agenda as laid out in her State of the State address last night. The governor did present plans to help frontline workers and educators, our teacher heroes, classroom heroes, as she called them. Do you sense bipartisan support for that?
We have seen bipartisan support in hazard pay and other items over the past year. A number of the actions that we took now need to be made permanent. We have been extending $2 pay increases for our direct care workers, and we need to make sure those changes are made permanent because that's what we know is needed to keep our economy stable and to keep people cared for. And so I hope that we are able in a bipartisan way to look back and say, unemployment, we extended from 20 to 26 weeks. Let's make that permanent and join 40 other states in that. And really take a hard look at the evidence that's showing us that our economy has stayed stable because we've done good things for the people, Let's not make those items temporary. Let's make them permanent.
Among other topics covered by the governor is helping small businesses. As you know, so many in Washtenaw County and around the state have already gone out of business. More are on the brink. While there was a $55 million investment in helping small business, if divided by the number in need, we know it's not enough. What is your message to the small business owners and their customers who are listening today?
What we know is the quickest way to get our economy rolling is to speed vaccine distribution. As a small business owner myself, I understand deeply how your family depends on you, your community depends on you, and your customers depend on you. We need consumer confidence to return to restaurants, to return to retail stores. That comes with the vaccine. And we need direct relief to small businesses now, not a promise of a future pay cut or tax cut later, but direct relief to small businesses now. And I think that's someplace we can find bipartisan support.
The Biden administration has put forth a $1.9 trillion COVID relief proposal. Whether that ends up being the amount, Congress is likely to pass some form of a relief and stimulus measure. Once passed, how will that supplement the relief and recovery efforts already underway and as proposed by the governor last night?
Well, what we know is we still have Michigan taxpayer dollars in Washington, D.C. that we need brought home right now. There's nearly $5 billion of it waiting for us to take a simple up or down vote to bring it home here to Michiganders. That can't happen unless the legislature acts. And so I call on my Republican colleagues to allow us to take that simple vote to bring home $5 billion as the federal government looks at another $1.9 trillion plan. My hope is that it will include support for our local governments, for our local cities and towns. We need to make sure that everyone stays afloat and we can provide the critical services that residents need.
As the new House Minority Leader, how do you view your responsibility in helping the governor get her agenda passed and implemented?
It's incumbent on every legislator right now to advocate for the needs of every Michigander and make sure they are front and center in our work. Right now, we know that those needs are speeding the COVID-19 vaccine, direct relief for small businesses and workers, and getting our students and educators back to school safely. Our final need is to restore faith in government. We need to make sure that every legislator is there upholding their oath to the state of Michigan and not working to undermine or cause further discord in our government.
You mentioned you will be heading into the office in about an hour. As you reconvene, what will be your first order of action?
Right now, it is releasing the $5 billion of Michigan taxpayer dollars that are sitting at the federal government, simply waiting for an up or down vote to come back and be put to work in the state of Michigan to ensure we can do the things we need to do, speed up vaccine distribution, and get kids and educators back to school safely.
We will be watching and following along. We thank you for the time this morning and look forward to our next conversation.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a good morning.
That is the Minority Leader in the Michigan House of Representatives, Donna Lisinski, offering her perspective on Governor Gretchen Whitmer's State of the State Address and the path forward in a Republican-controlled legislature. Lisinski is a Democrat from Scio Township in Washtenaw County, representing the 52nd District. I'm David Fair, 89.1 WEMU News.